You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome back to the House to Home Show. I'm Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors, and my guest today is Jackie Dumler with the City of Bloomington. I said it right that time.
Yes.
Yay, I know.
Learn fast.
Yay. So we're talking about the Monroe County Energy Challenge, and before the break, we were talking about what it is and how you get involved, but I know there's some things, you know, you've got like this top list of things that we can do as homeowners or renters to do. So let's talk about that.
Sure. So I'll just give you the top four things that you can do to reduce your home energy use. So number one, go upstairs right now and check your attic insulation. So this is something we've found over and over again in the free home energy assessments is people don't really go up to their attics very often, with good reason, especially if it's a hard-to-access attic. But we recommend between 12 and 14 inches of insulation.
Okay.
So if you have significantly less than that, that means you're losing a lot of energy, especially over the winter. You're probably paying exorbitant energy bills.
Yeah.
One other thing is if you notice snow melt this winter, if the snow is melting off your roof faster than your neighbors, that's a great sign that your roof was not adequately insulated and you were just paying to heat the environment at that point.
Thank you for adding to global warming.
Yes, exactly. So if that was your house or if you saw a neighbor's house that and you were just wondering why, that might be a good reason to go meet your neighbor, knock on their door, and just let them know. That's a great way to save energy, a really great way to save money.
And a nice thing to do for your neighbor, especially if you have a neighbor who might be housebound in some way, an older neighbor who may not be going out there on a regular basis to see something like that. That would be a great opportunity to help that person out,
too. Exactly, yeah. We would love to help out those types of people as well. And we also do have, we can hook you up with a lot of rebates as well.
Oh,
so if you go upstairs and you see that you do need insulation, go ahead and send us an email, mocoenergychallenge@gmail.com, and we can help walk you through all the rebates available.
You
through your utility companies.
Saving money, getting money back. I love it.
Exactly. And we also work with local contractors who are willing to do a 10% discount for the people we refer to them.
Great.
So that's another great way to save money. So we're trying to work with you, you know, take out all the obstacles that we possibly can to help you save money. So that's the very first thing, the way you can support the challenge, the way you can save a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. The second thing is very simple, and that's just adjusting your thermostat settings.
Right.
So we recommend more than 75 degrees in the summer and less than 68 degrees in the winter. The third thing that you can do is to always wash your laundry in full loads with cold water.
Right.
So people often think that it's the heat that washes your clothes. It's actually the motion.
Right.
So it's a really easy way to save money. And then where it's the perfect time of year to air dry clothes. So it's beautiful outside.
Right.
That'll
right.
save you probably over $100 a year.
Sure.
If you can air dry some of your laundry. In the winter, it's great, too. If you dry them indoors, it actually adds humidity to the air.
Okay.
So it actually increases comfort.
Very nice.
And then the fourth and final easy thing that you can do, and this is a nice one-day project, is upgrade your light bulbs.
Oh, yes.
So if you're one of the people who still has those old incandescent bulbs, this is your chance. LEDs will pay for themselves in just 2 to 3 years, and Duke Energy customers can save up to 88% on LED bulbs on the Duke Energy online savings store.
I have just done this.
Yes.
I had bought a new house, and number one, they had really high ceilings, so we had scaffolding, so it was a good time to do it. Went through the Duke Energy program and bought all new light bulbs for the entire house and just knocked it out in a couple hours. It was great.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then recycled the old light bulbs.
Yes, that's fantastic. And now you won't have to change your light bulbs for another decade.
Hopefully. Yes.
So those are the easiest things that you can do to save energy.
Awesome. I know you've got other things here. You've got some programs and
we
things
do.
Like that, outreach programs?
Yeah. So I'll talk about a couple of our upcoming events.
Oh, great.
So today, May 22nd, we are actually offering a free refrigerator pickup and recycling.
Wow.
So for one of our tasks of the month, we're actually focusing on refrigeration.
Okay.
And we've noticed that a lot of people have second or third refrigerators. Mm-hmm. Usually they're your old fridge, you got a new one, but you decided to keep your old one and stick it out in the garage.
Yep.
So it's usually a less efficient model. Mm-hmm. Keeping it in the garage is probably increasing your energy costs. And it probably isn't fully stocked.
Right.
You know, it's,
sure.
It's your beer fridge, exactly. Or your condiment fridge, or what you have when you have guests over during right. the holidays. And getting rid of something like that can save you between $400 and $1,400 in 5 years.
Well, and I think people struggle with, what do I do with this old fridge? So I leave it plugged in with that one Diet Coke sitting in it and a bottle of water.
And that's exactly what we're going to do. So today, Sunday, we will actually come to your house and we will take that away and recycle it for free.
Nice.
So you don't have to worry about dragging it out yourself,
right.
trying to transport it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pay the recycling fee. We'll
right.
take care of all of that for
that's
you.
That's excellent. That's
so
great.
If you're one of those people, you have that spare fridge, you've been wondering what to do with it,
call.
Go ahead. Yeah. Don't call. We won't be in the office.
Oh,
we'll
that's
be out.
Right. Yeah,
it'll be Sunday, so we'll be out picking up fridges. But email us at mocoenergychallenge@gmail.com and we'll do our very best to get to you.
Okay,
we're
going
to have a very full day. We want to
sure.
get everybody we can.
Lots of trucks with lots of fridges.
Exactly. Also, this upcoming Thursday, May 26th, local musicians Jesse Lacey, Jen Christie, and JOA will be playing a benefit concert for the Monroe County Energy Challenge at the Players Pub from 6 to 9 p.m.
Oh, very cool. Very nice.
Yeah, so this is a great way to support local musicians mm-hmm. who are giving back to the community.
Right.
And also 15% of the proceeds go to the Monroe County Energy
okay.
Challenge. So
excellent.
Come out. That's Thursday, May 26th. And then the final thing, the big thing that we want to talk about is mm-hmm. coming up in June,
okay.
June 25th. The Monroe County Energy Challenge will be hosting its annual Explore Energy Fair from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. outside City Hall. So same time and location as
right.
the farmers market.
Okay.
And that event will feature fun, hands-on energy-related activities for all ages. And as part of the event, Sustainable Indiana 2016 will be awarding the City of Bloomington with a Green Legacy Community Award.
Wow.
So that award is part of the bicentennial and is a very significant achievement for the city.
That is really cool. I mean, things like that never surprise me.
Oh, I mean, no, Bloomington is a fantastic place to
yeah.
live. And sustainability, green awards, I mean, that's really one of our strong suits.
It is. It's something we do really well. And we're very, the community is very passionate about it. I think there's always good community support. So I do have a question. Are there second and third places on this competition?
As it stands right now,
mm-hmm.
it's a winner-takes-all type of competition.
Okay.
However, we are hoping that mm-hmm. as things really kind of come to a finale, that they do end up splitting up the money
okay.
and giving more places, because as you can imagine,
unless we win and we want it all.
Yeah, unless we win. Yeah,
exactly.
Then we want it all. But it's very difficult to have a 2-year energy competition
yeah.
because a lot of these really large scale energy efficiency improvements, you're going to see, you know, the
right.
outcomes, you know, 3, 4, 5, 10 years
mm-hmm.
out. So it is going to take a lot of kind of subjective analysis on
right.
the part of the judges to figure out which are the more long-term projects.
Mm-hmm.
They're also basing a lot of the competition off not just energy reduction, but innovation, inclusivity,
okay.
Scalability, and replicability.
Okay.
So there's also a lot of other considerations that
sure.
go into choosing a winner.
Do they? Well, these judges, is it strictly a numbers game, or will they be making visits to communities?
I'm not sure about the visits to communities. I would hope so. It's definitely not all based on the numbers.
Okay,
the actual
good.
Energy reduction part is only about a quarter of what goes into
oh,
it.
Okay.
Yeah. So the rest of it is more subjective,
mm-hmm.
and they're really looking at innovations and scalability and replicability. So
okay.
they're not looking for the community who had a large pot of money sitting around waiting
right.
to invest it.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for what can you do in any type of community of this size throughout the nation.
Okay.
So yeah, they're looking at a huge range of different variables, and yeah, it's a great thing to do, but it's going to be very difficult to select a winner.
Right, exactly. Glad we don't have to make that decision.
Well.
All right. Well, Jackie, thank you for joining us today. Why don't you repeat the website one more time where people can get more information, and if they want to get their fridge picked up today, maybe they can still get that done.
Yes. So our email address is mocoenergychallenge@gmail.com, and our website is mocoenergychallenge.org, and there's tons of energy-saving tips on
mm-hmm.
that website. You can go there to sign up for a free home energy assessment.
Right.
You can go there to nominate an energy leader, all sorts of fun things.
Oh, yeah. So check it out. There's all kinds of good stuff there. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, well, I was delighted to be here.
Thank you
so much.
Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLRadio.com website and the FC Tucker Facebook page.